Assalamu alaikum, peace be with you and welcome to Islam and Life with me, Tariq Ramadan, broadcasting from London. In today's show, we ask the question, what is the importance of knowledge in Islam?
The importance of knowledge or ilm in Islam is confirmed by the high frequency of its presence in the Quran. Numerous Islamic injunctions have supported the thirst for knowledge which transcended cultures and integrated the insights of the ancient world of the Greeks, Persians, and Indians within a Muslim worldview. Throughout history, Muslims were inspired to realize the Quranic ideal of knowing God and His creation. The prominent historian, Franz Rosenthal, observed 800 different definitions of knowledge by Muslim scholars, scientists, and thinkers in the medieval period. During this time, the cities of the Muslim world hosted the leading pioneers in philosophy, science, jurisprudence, and medicine. Avicenna and Ibn al-Haytham made enormous strides in the study of medicine. Huge collections of books existed that enabled the accumulation of ideas and research. 10th century Cairo was home to a single library containing 1.6 million books. This week on Islam and Life, we ask, what is the importance of knowledge in Islam?
When we come back to the Islamic tradition and we look at the Islamic history or the Muslim majority countries and the Muslim history, we can see that knowledge was everywhere. First, we come back to the scriptural sources, the Quran, and we can see that faith in the only one God, at Tawheed, is connected to knowledge. From the very beginning, a deep faith required a very wide knowledge, as much as possible. And through history, as we just have seen, is the support and the encouragement for the Muslims to seek knowledge and to try to understand themselves, the world, and the societies around them. So how could we understand that? How is the essence of the Islamic message when it comes to knowledge, when it comes to understanding the world, understanding the creation, and understanding through the creation the revelation? These are critical questions, and especially now when the Muslim majority countries are pushing and trying to get more and more knowledge and to spread education. Why and how this could be done, and why should it be done now? To answer all these questions, I'm joined by my guest, Dr. Ja'far Hadi Hassan, academic and author. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you.
As it was said, and this is something which is very important, we can see this with all the Muslim scholars always coming back to the very essence of Islam is to promote knowledge and to make it clear that deep faith in the only one God, at Tawheed, is based on knowledge. How would you connect faith, reason, and knowledge from an Islamic perspective?
Well, in fact, there is a lot of emphasis in Islam on knowledge. And Quran commentators, Muslim commentators, always they say that the first word revealed to Prophet Muhammad was the word Iqra in Surah Al-Alaq. Iqra in Arabic means to read. And of course, to read, it means you learn, you acquire knowledge. Most of them, they say, that is the first word revealed to Prophet Muhammad, and that is a proof that Islam emphasizes the knowledge. And in fact, knowledge is the core of Islamic teaching. And from this knowledge, you will learn a lot. You will learn that God is one. You will learn what is in the universe. You will learn yourself. You will learn other people, and so on. So this is why there are a lot of verses in the Quran, more than 25. Verses in the Quran emphasize the necessity of knowledge, and there are also prophetic traditions related to this subject, emphasizing the knowledge. So knowledge, in fact, in Islam is very important. And on the other hand, Islam dismisses completely ignorance. And in fact, it is giving negative characteristics and negative epithet. For example, it is compared with the blindness, ignorance, and also it is the source of pessimism. It is the source of other negative
which
things.
Which is even what was before the revelation is al-jahiliya, which is ignorance as a state of affairs, as opposed to knowledge and light, which is very important. Tell me something about this, because if we come back to the Christian tradition, we understand that they were over, you know, just until the Renaissance and the humanism, something which was, we have to be very cautious with knowledge. And even people, you know, philosophers in the Western world were saying, we have to be cautious with knowledge. And Pascal, who was a French philosopher, was saying, we have to write against those who are going too far into science, with this fear that too much science and too much knowledge could be a danger for the dimension of faith, which is with your heart versus your mind. In the Islamic tradition, we have exactly the opposite. We have to push towards science. Yeah. We need to more and more. How do you explain this tension?
Yeah, and this is why, for example, centuries before European Renaissance, we had a lot of scholars who excelled. And your report, for example, mentioned Ibn Sina, Ibn al-Haytham, and I mentioned also Al-Kindi, Al-Biruni, and so on. These people wrote so many books on science and philosophy. For example, Al-Biruni, 10th century, wrote about 200 books related to different subjects. Ibn Sina, as you know, also wrote so many books in philosophy, in logic, and his book on medicine is one of the greatest
books,
of course.
Was a reference at the time, yes.
The reference. Also, Al-Kindi in the 10th century, the philosopher, or 9th century, also wrote so many books. So we preceded, before the Europeans. We were pushing, as you have said, we were pushing for knowledge because Muslims or Muslim scholars thought that knowledge will widen your mind, will make you know God, because there is a lot of emphasis on unity of God. And that emphasis is in the Quran too. Surah At-Tawheed, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ, as God is one. So it is related, in fact, in Islam, knowledge is related to faith. And this is why, for example, there is one verse in the Quran that God will raise those who are faith, who have faith, and those who have knowledge, many degrees. So faith and knowledge, people with absolutely will be raised.
Yes, but there is something very important in what you are saying, is that when there is this, you know, promoting and nurturing knowledge, there is something which is a deep trust in God, in fact, because deep trust in, the more you get with your mind, the closer you become to the creator of your mind, which is a relationship which is siru fil ard wa nzuru, so go and travel around the world and look at the world, try to understand, read the world as much as you read the text, the scriptural sources. So there is something here which is with knowledge, as much as with faith, you have your heart at peace. With knowledge, you have your mind at peace. So it's all about this peaceful dimension that we have in the Islamic tradition. Don't we have here something which is a very deep teaching coming from the Islamic reference as to the way we get peace in this world and we get autonomy also?
Yeah, I think it, knowledge is also related to peace, to be honest with you. Because when you have an ignorant person, the ignorant person does things which are illogical. And illogical things always, or most of the times, they do harm. While if you have knowledge, you will do things in order. And in this case, the society in general will have peace, social peace, in fact. because you are doing things in order. Whereas if governors, for example, or rulers are ignorant, of course they will do things not in order, and in this case we will have disasters, we will have chaos, and so on. So this is why you could probably relate peace to knowledge in this respect.
Yes.